list of 30 semifinalists selected out of 60 initial plans for a new mascot for the Massachusetts school. Final voting begins tomorrow. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're alive and well here in the North State. We're trying to get things off the ground and running, and we're going to have a little bit of fun today. And I'm here again with Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, how you doing, Wynn? Hey, Bob. How you doing, pal?
Great, Terry. How are you guys?
Good, good. We're off and running.
A belated happy St. Patrick's to all of you.
Everybody's recovered, right? You're not green anymore, Bob. You're good.
A lot of people were green the next morning, I'll
yes,
bet.
Yes, I'm sure they were. All right, well, we're going to start off today, and we're going to talk a little bit about Jefferson, because it's going to be something unique talking about all kinds of good stuff, and we're going to kind of go down, do the rundown on what you can do to be involved, where you can be involved, how you can be involved, and why you should be involved. And so if you want to participate, you can always give us a call and let us know what works for you and your community. And we're going to stick to that schedule this morning and see where we go.
Well, we're going to let everybody know that tomorrow night at the Eagle's Nest Church,
3276.
Thank you, buddy. 3276, Pacelli Lane. Yep. We will be having a Jefferson meeting at 5:30.
Yep.
If you're someone who wants your questions answered about Jefferson, we have an orientation group that meet at 5:30. To have your questions answered, Wynn and Chris take care of that. And then for you folks that are off and running, and we'll talk more about that in a bit, we have a group that Jan Hanks leads also at the church. Then at 6 o'clock we have our meeting, and tomorrow night we're going to have Patrick Henry. Yes, we're going to have Patrick Henry. We have a film that Sally and I bought while we were on a trip on the East Coast, and it's the famous speech of give me liberty or give me death. It is absolutely amazing. The person who does it, it's Patrick Henry. It's just great. Just want to encourage everybody to come out tomorrow night, Jefferson meeting, and then the Patriot meeting. Win.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to start off with Jefferson's State of Mind. We're going to be talking about things that you can do to participate in all things Jefferson, figuring out what's going to be going on, and you find your niche, find out what's going on. And we have a lot of information that's out there that can be gleaned and shared and discussed. And that's the biggest thing, is getting people to understand what's really going on, what we're doing, why we're doing it, and to give you the tools in order to do that. So we're going to start off with what we're doing with the radio station. Terry and I volunteer. Not only do we volunteer, but we coordinate with others to pay to do this every single Sunday. So there is no paycheck, let me tell you. It is definitely a volunteer
thing.
Well,
there's one to Carl.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, the owners of the station. But, you know, that's part of the business. Yep, that's what happens. So for us and for Jefferson, there is no paycheck other than liberty that we're going to be getting here pretty soon. So we are volunteering our time to do this on Sunday mornings. And so, and not only volunteering, but we pay to do this volunteering. And so we want to make sure that everybody understands that, so that when we talk about things, you have a better idea and understanding of where we're coming from. And we want you to listen as often as you can. Listen live, call in at 605-4567. Give us a call and let us know what's on your heart, what's on your mind, what's going on in your community. And if you can't call in, then also listen to the archives. Go to kcnr1460.com and scroll down to the Sunday shows, and then you can click on Jefferson State of Mind, and then it'll take you to the archives. And you can go into the archives shows, because every show is archived in there. Click on any particular show and listen to them, and you can speed through them to get through the commercials and stuff and listen to the meat of the show. And if you find something you like, great. And if you find something you don't like, that's good too. Just let us know what's going on and find out what's really working for you. And there's a lot of really good information in some of these shows that we've been doing. When Mark comes on and gives us the lowdown and schools us all on what's going on, it's wonderful. And we have other callers call in with really good information. And every once in a while, Terry and I have a moment of I won't say brilliance, but we have a moment where we kind of have an idea of what we're talking about, only because we're in the heat of the battle and dealing with it straight on. So it helps us to help you, to help all of us. So let's see what you can do about just the radio show itself.
Okay, and then the other thing that we have is the Jefferson Messenger. That comes out twice a month. Diana Baird spearheads that, and it's a newsletter. You can get information on that. That comes out twice a month. All you do is sign up on SOJ51.net. Sign up on SOJ51.net. So we have that newsletter. The third thing we have is phone calls. We have a phone call that we have twice a month, and Wynn, I think you've got that number with you. And we'll go to that in just a little bit. We have this phone call twice a month. You can call in and listen to the information that's given. It's an update on everything from the court case to what's going on in the counties, et cetera. It's the second and fourth Sunday every month, the second and fourth Sunday, and that's at 7 p.m. You know, it's a great program. We put some money out for that to make sure we could get 1,000 people on the phone calls. So you can call in and listen. You can get on the chat room. We've expanded that. And, you know, people, one of the reasons we're even bringing up this segment, just a little background on that, is we've had people say, well, you know, we can't seem to get information. Well, there's a whole bunch of ways of getting information. That we've given you three already. Now, Wynn, what's that phone number?
Yeah, the phone number is 641-715-0861. And then the password is 307-268-pound. Again, the phone number is 641-715-0861, and the password is 307-268-pound. And it's really good because you can get on there, you can hear what's being said. If you don't want to participate as far as speaking or whatever and just want to hear what's going on, perfect way to do it. Just listen on your phone, hear what's going on. Typically the meetings last up to an hour. At hour at most, and they're pretty good. There are a lot of different things discussed by the moderators and by guest speakers, whoever's going to be speaking about whatever's going on Jefferson. So there's a lot of good stuff there. You can also go to the website at the same time and go into the chat room, and you go to Chatsy on Listen Live, and you hit the chats chat room and go into that. You have to sign yourself in, and once you do that, then you can have dialogue in the chat room. and you can ask questions there, and the moderators can pull those questions up and ask and discuss them, and you can hear what's going on. So be on your telephone and be on your computer at the same time, and you can do that. And it's a great way to interact and get your questions answered and learn what's really going on.
You know, another thing that we have to look at is our local committees. We meet every Monday at 5:30, just before the Patriot meeting.
Here in Shasta County.
Here in Shasta County.
In Redding, specifically, yes.
Yeah. And it's a good idea to meet at least twice a month. You may want to meet once a week. Meeting once a month, really and truly, a lot can happen in a month. And really, in a lot of cases, you lose momentum. And I guess we have to ask ourselves, how bad do we want this?
Right.
And, yep. You know, well, it's a little effort once a week. Yeah, you know what? It is a little effort. There's a lot of effort a lot of people are making, and it shouldn't just be a few people making that effort. It should be an effort that everyone does.
Right.
So if you've got a local committee, you should be meeting, I would say, once a week, kind of like church. You may not get all the same people all the time, but you'll be amazed on how it grows because people need information. We did have one group, and I remember way back with the Tea Party group, some of them were a little long in the tooth, and they would meet once a month. Well, problem is you may only have so many months left, number one. And number two, if you meet once a week, that's four times to every one time. That could be 48 or 50 times a year as opposed to just 12.
And the beauty of doing that, too, you end up meeting people that you were and working with people in the community that you may know or you may not know. You end up making friends and contacts on different things going on within your community regarding Jefferson or just about your community in general. And it's a great way to have those bonds, to create those bonds and make those bonds. And people can come and go whenever they want to. It's not like it's a mandatory thing. However, some people will come religiously to every single function, and others will come when they can. And that's okay. You take what you can get on in that regard. But if you only offer it once a month, you're eliminating a great deal of people that could potentially come. Maybe you have it on the day that they can never come, you know, or a time that they can never come. So if you spread it out and have it four times a month, your chances of getting them there is much better. And approach it that way, too. Let people know that in the very beginning, because that's how we approach it with our group. We make sure they understand that, you know, what I just told you, that, you know, come when you can. We love to see you. If you can't make it, great. But 9 times out of 10, once they start coming and they understand what's really going on and they hear the word of what we're doing, they're hungry for it. They want to understand. They want to wrap their head around it, and they want to understand and be able to use it as a tool so that when they go out in the community, they're well-armed. And that's all we're trying to do is get everybody well-armed with information that we're coming up with and that we have.
Talking about well-armed, the brochure we have, which is number 5.
Yeah.
The brochure we have is an amazing brochure. I know that Leah and Sally and Jan Hanks and Diana Baird and, you know, a lot of you folks out there are involved in this thing. It's a beautiful brochure. It's a trifold, beautifully done. They're only 12 cents a piece. They're like $12 for 100 of them, and nobody makes any money on this. We just buy them and we pay for them, and
yep.
And so, you know, in a lot of cases, I know I've been to a couple of groups, and the folks are saying, "Well, gee, we don't have any brochures." Well, why not? I mean, everyone should have this. We use a universal one. There are a few brochures that are out there that have advertising for different people's businesses on it, but that's really not what we're about.
No,
the main brochure we have is the brochure that you can get on SOJ51.net and by contacting Rally Sally, Jan, or Diana Baird. And it's just a beautiful brochure. But you need to have those. You have to have the information you can give somebody who is new. And it takes about maybe 4 or 5 minutes to read, and they get the general gist.
Mm-hmm. And it's well done. And that brochure has been a work in progress. If you saw the very first one compared to this one, totally a different animal. And it's cleaner, it's easier to understand, and it's been a process that we've all done. And remember, folks, this is grassroots. None of us are professionals that do this. We've been learning through trial and error and making things usable so that we do get the right information out there and we do it in the easiest, most succinct way. And a brochure for 12 cents, not bad. And you can do easy fundraisers to do that. Pass the hat at your meetings. That's what we do every single time because the brochures are ordered out of Shasta County. We fund them out of Shasta County to get them started so they can be passed on to and cost recovered from the other counties so they can buy them. So what we pay for them is what you pay for them. So nobody's making any money off of this. So we're just getting it out there so they can help spread the word.
And be sensitive to that, because, you know, the thing is that, you know, people are putting out the money to have those brochures. So be sensitive to it. So when you order the brochures, send the money to the folks.
Oh, absolutely.
And not, don't, you know, they shouldn't have to send them to you and then wait for their money. You know, if you need 100 brochures, send them the $12. They'll send them, and for the most part, they're losing, well, they're paying for the freight anyway. So let's try to help each other with this stuff. Another thing, too, and you alluded to it, so I'm gonna kind of skip. I'm going to let you go to six, but I'm going to go to seven first because you brought it up. Town halls, nuts and bolts, things like that. We need to start doing that. You need to get out in your community. You need to get out there, and it kind of goes hand in hand with fundraisers and events. And I know, for example, Shasta County did the home show. They did the gun show. I know that they do the gun show in Calaveras County, in Tuolumne County. They had a fundraiser, just all kinds of stuff. And folks are doing that. And Wynn, you want to elaborate on that, buddy?
Yeah. What you want to do is you want to get a town hall or a nuts and bolts scheduled. And all we're trying to do is come there, show up, and give the information that we know to be the case for Jefferson, where we are with the process, and answer people's questions. Because a lot of times when people come to these within the community that they're hosted in, it's the first time they've heard the word of Jefferson, heard anything about what's really going on. They get their questions answered, and a lot of times, you know, through the course of the meeting, they ask a lot of questions, which helps everybody else in attendance to better understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how we're doing it. And it really does come full circle in that regard. So we really want this to happen, and we go do this again for free of charge. We travel around and actually we pay through the nose to do this. And it's you know, a lot of times when we have to go stay overnight, given the location or whatnot, we're paying for hotels, we're paying for gas and food and everything else to come there to help you with your meetings. So we want to make sure that you're all getting what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. So get in touch with Terry and Sally and I and let us know if you want to do a nuts and bolts or a town hall, and we'd be happy to do that. We're going to skip off to our first break right now. So when you get a chance, give us a call at 605-4567.
That California was never supposed to be just one state. Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Racist, hate monger, Nazi, homophobic, Islamophobic. These are words purposely designed to control what you believe. Our progressive society no longer has the ability to debate using logic and reason, so they stoop to rhetoric to manipulate you. Simply put, rhetoric creates a story that will emotionally touch your heart and cause you to respond by feelings, not reason. Only by trusting in God and His Word will you be assured you will not be deceived. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, we're moving on. A beans don't burn on the ground. to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big league. Did not turn that back. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, yeah, we're moving on up, moving on up to the top, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up, to the top.
All right, we're back. Okay, before we go on to our guest, we wanted to tie up a few loose ends here real quick. The first thing is we want to talk to people about doing fundraisers. We've had some great fundraisers throughout Jefferson, and we want to talk to you about doing that. And if you're interested in hosting a fundraiser of some sort and you want participation by your community and you're just not sure how to do it or what to do, also you can get in hold of neighboring counties. Some neighboring counties are willing to do that as well. I know that the three in the South, Tuolumne, Calaveras, and Amador, they work together on projects, and they are tight. They work very well together, and they're helping each other be successful within their respective county. And they've got some good things going there. So, you know, that's just what we're all about. With the networking that you get, you end up working with people that are family, friends, neighbors, whatever. But you end up making new friends out of the whole thing, too. And it works really well for the whole movement. And you'll never know what you're going to find. You know, people have certain talents that they're willing to share, something that maybe you're not an expert in, or maybe you are an expert in, and you can help other areas. So, you know, it comes out in a great way where people are just being people, doing what we're doing, fighting for liberty, trying to get this thing going, and making sure that we obtain Jefferson the way we all know we need to do it. And so I just encourage you to do that. And with the fundraisers that we've had, there have been, like I said, some great fundraisers. So there's some great ideas. And when I'm talking about the fundraising, I'm talking about putting the money for the court costs, because that's where we need the money. And it's not to pay so much the attorneys. It's all the other added costs that have to be paid for along with paying the attorneys. And there's a great deal of money that needs to be spent on that just to get this part the case before the courts and get the process going, because of all the documentation, the research, and the expertise that we have to pay for in order to get that done. So I just encourage everybody to do that as well. And there are different ways of doing it. You can go to GoFundMe.com and type in State of Jefferson, and then you can link in that way. And then you can go to PayPal, and you can offer money for State of Jefferson through that as well. You can also send checks or money orders, and I've received cash too through the P.O. Box to SOJ Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palisadro 96073. And then if you're having your community meetings, you can also give the money to, you know, your leadership in your community meetings and say, hey, this is designated for the formation, and then they can pass it on. I receive money through the mail that way as well, so it works out really well. So just, you know, do your part, do what you can, help each other out. And if you have any questions, concerns, ideas, give us a call. We're happy to help out, and we'll do whatever we can to help you to help us all. The other thing is always wear your gear. You know, you got your shirts, your hats, you got your flags, you got your buttons, whatever it is, wear it, because what it does, it sparks conversation. If you have bumper stickers, put them on. And get those square bumper stickers. They're great because they can come off. You can peel them off, wash your car, and put it back on. They're reusable. That's what's great about those. I like them. But use the gear. It helps promote the movement. It helps promote the idea and the concept. And driving around in our community here in Reading, I'm seeing more and more and more of them. And it's great because every time I see somebody with a shirt on, I said, hey, I like your shirt, you know, or a hat, like your hat, whatever. And there are a bunch of young guys driving around up here, and I've actually seen two young gals, too, in the back of their pickup truck with the American flag and the Jefferson flag flying proudly. So, you know, there are all kinds of ways of letting people know where you stand. So I just want to share that with you. So,
okay, with that, we have Jimmy. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, first off, real quick, I just wanted to let people out there know that for the first couple weeks after you guys redid the site, I couldn't log in to the chat room. It wouldn't come up, and it's because I was on Firefox browser. My wife switched it over to Internet Explorer, and now it comes up. So people have been having any problems with that. It's probably because of the browser.
Oh, good to know.
Okay. We have heard that the chat room likes Internet Explorer much better than Firefox.
Yeah. I'm not a computer person, so you'd have to talk to my wife about that. You know.
Or Chrome, for that matter. Internet Explorer seems to work best.
Yeah. Okay, folks. And then, well, Terry, I believe last week you said something about you were going to update us on the current court case, and I'd like to know if I'm right or wrong on that, and I'll take my answer off the air. All right, guys. Bye.
Okay, well, thanks, Jamie. Have a good one, buddy. We should have a guest calling in here in a bit, but we did talk about the court case last week, buddy. I think we talked about it last week and the week before. If you go back and you look at the archives, you'll have information on that. But, Jimmy, if you want, you can give me a call and I can give you a rundown on it. Where we are right now is we have one more thing we have to do. There's just one more thing out of all the benchmarks, all the pleadings, all the demand letters, just one more thing. And we're hoping to get that done probably within the next 30 days anyway. Then we would file, but don't take me to the bank on that one because we've heard that before. It depends on, you know, when we really get that part together. So give me a call, and next week, Wynn, if you want, we'll give everybody an update on the court case. We'll remember to do that. Wynn and I will give everybody in the first segment of the show a complete update on where we are in the court case because we will have information next week that we will get after this coming Tuesday, and I'll just save that as a surprise. Okay? So with that, I think we got the phone ringing here. Is that Terry?
Well, keeping in mind, too, that we want to make sure whatever we do with the court case, we want to do it right. We don't even though we're in a hurry to get this done, we can't hurry some of the processes sometimes. It's very frustrating, as everybody knows. If you hurry it too much, you can have some real serious issues with it, and we're trying to do it right. And we have one shot at this of doing it right the first time out the chute. So we're trying to do it right. Our attorneys have assured us, you know, with this last thing that we're trying to get solidified, that everything will be good, and then we'll be able to move forward. So until we get that one particular item done, and once we do, then you'll know. Once that's done and that paperwork is stamped and sealed and ready to go, it's going to go out all over mass media within the Jefferson containment. And, you know, knowing, you know, the Facebook pages that you can follow, some of them are not legit, and you need to know that. So make sure that, you know, you're connected with Rally Sally and do a like with her, and she can get you set up and do all of that. And then we're going to have a really good friend of ours. Her name is Terry, and she's a great media icon, if you will, and she's going to be helping us with this. And so, and she's going to be the speaker who's going to be talking to us in just a few moments. But right now we have Round Mountain Bob on the line. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Round Mountain.
I think we ought to give a shout out to Doug Knox, to Ross Jones, also to Rally Sally, and even Nikki. I've seen on Facebook since we got these new posters put up, we got people calling Sally, driving her nuts about where they can get these posters put up on their business or their property. And I think this thing's starting to really go. And I think we ought to give a shout-out to the people who got this going.
Amen.
So
Amen.
You guys have a good one, and we'll be listening. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Point made. Very well done.
Now I'd love to go to our guest, Terry Giardi, who... How are you, my dear?
Good morning, Wynn and Terry.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Fired up.
Fired up.
Well, Terry, give a little background on yourself. You've had a very interesting life and career. Give us a little background on some of that, and then give us a little bit about what you see happening with Jefferson.
Okay, well, I was also another one that moved to the Northern California from the Bay Area transplant. Not too long after moving up to Georgetown in El Dorado County, I started a newspaper. And what pushed me to do that was... It was a very rough economic time in our state and country, and I wanted to get out and support local business because we saw tax dollars going down the hill to Sacramento and elsewhere. And it was also about the time where the greater environmental movement started, where I was seeing people's property rights being challenged, and we were losing tax dollars with conservancies taking over purchasing land and making great profits at it. So I started this newspaper, and because of that and because I owned it, I could write what I wanted to, and so I was went very heavy with editorials on what was going on with the environmental movement and how the greater bureaucracy of our government was growing and we were losing our freedom. So I've done a lot of white papers over the years. I've become the library for all those efforts and environmental books, and so which led me to Jefferson. So I think the road was laid out for me a long time, and I wish Jefferson had come sooner.
Well, I know a lot of the things that you do, you're one of these people who really gets in and does action. And I'm telling you, darling, we appreciate everything you do. We're going to name a street after you, a building.
Oh.
But another thing I'd like you to bring up is you're very involved in the political process and have been, and even now, quite involved in the political process. You want to give us a little bit of background on that?
Yes. In 2004, previously I worked for as administrative assistant to two county supervisors, once in the late 90s and again until 2010. So, and of course, I became aware of what was going on in government locally, particularly because of the newspaper, and so was very involved in attending county meetings, et cetera. In 2004, the Republican Party hired me to manage the Bush-Cheney campaign for the county, and I was pleased to find that we had 86% voter turnout in our county at that time. And then I served on the Republican Central Committee. I was elected to that, representing District 1. And then more recently, and I've continued being involved with various campaigns for local politicians. Congressman John Doolittle, also, I ran his campaign headquarters. And then just recently, they hired me again to manage. I was appointed the captain for the Trump campaign, and then they also hired me to manage the headquarters for the November election. And now I'm the ex officio for Congressman Tom McClintock on the El Dorado County Republican Central Committee.
You know,
so that kind of brings it up to date.
It does. And I know you don't like talking about yourself, because I know you. And ladies and gentlemen, this lady, to get her to talk about herself is a little bit difficult. She's too busy helping others and getting a lot of things done for us in Jefferson. And, you know, as far as the is press releases, anything to do with the press, the communication we have with them, Terry's our spearhead. And you want to give us some idea on some of those things that we'll be doing once we file this court case?
Yes, once I get the go-ahead, I actually have approximately 80 to 100 media sources across the country, and that includes television, radio, and, of course, newspapers, et cetera, and some magazines. The frustration often for people thinking that we're not reaching out there is the fact that we're not always the headline that people want to spend time on. And this has particularly been the case in the last year and a half with the election, national election. However, we have made headway, and I have, even through the Auburn Journal, been asked to do a couple of columns regarding Jefferson. Often here in El Dorado County, I've done what they call my turn columns, usually about Jefferson. I notify radio stations trying to get interviews for Mark, Terry, and have done so for Steve Baird. And it's just a constant effort, and you just hope that people will catch on. And I would say in the last few months in particular, California itself is giving us a lot of fodder for to support Jefferson.
Amen.
So I appreciate their help.
They make your job that much easier, do they, Terry?
Yeah. So anyway, as soon as we have a couple of things coming up over the next 2 months that I think will garnish great press. One, of course, is the lawsuit. And I think combined that we show up in Sacramento when we're called to do so. We don't get great publicity because we don't get radical and march out there like others. So we're the good people, but I think if we all show up in force, it's going to be a tremendous media event. And then the other thing that will be occurring, we believe, sometime in May, is that we have a gentleman from El Dorado County who is going to walk, we're going to call it a run for representation or a Jefferson run, and he's going to start in El Dorado County, and over a 7-day period will continue the walk up to Siskiyou County, wearing his backpack with a Jefferson and American flag.
Wow.
He's received media before. He usually does walks for veterans and law enforcement. So I think I'm going to want all the county areas committees to please be in the ready. We want to welcome him as he walks through all our Jefferson counties. Those are the two biggies for media that are coming up.
Okay,
oh,
good.
Great.
Hey, Terry, we have to sneak off to a break. Can you hold over until
sure.
we come back? Okay, we're going to go off to this this break right now, and then we'll be back in just a moment.
I've been thinking about all the times you told me you're so full of doubt, you just can't let it be. But I know if you keep on coming back for more, and I keep on trying, I'll keep on trying. And I've been drinking now just a little too much, and I don't know how I can get in touch with you. Now there's only one thing for me to do, is to keep on trying to get home to you. And I feel so satisfied when
did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Girardi from El Dorado County. Terry, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So what other information do you have for us? What's going on down in El Dorado County?
All right. In El Dorado County, through the Republican Central Committee, and I might mention that we have quite a few Jefferson people who are members of the Central Committee. Presented resolutions, one to the City Council, Placerville City Council, to support an effort for the Council to oppose SB 54, which is the sanctuary state jurisdiction that Kevin DeLeon's trying to put forth. And also, our Board of Supervisors has, we believe, one of our supervisors has agreed to put on the agenda the same resolution that Tehama County's board adopted, which is that the counties will comply with federal immigration law and therefore does not constitute, a sanctuary jurisdiction. So we're following up on that. As far as Jefferson, we will be having a town hall this coming Saturday on the 25th. In Pollock Pines at the Pollock Pines Community Center at 4 o'clock. And that's one of the first we've had up in that area of the county. And we will be continuing to outreach with community meetings, town halls, and other parts of the county as well. And we also hope to start, through Jefferson, an effort of voter registration, and to also be sure that we have brochures to hand out and inform voters about Jefferson.
Great.
You know, El Dorado County really is an example of what we need to be doing in Jefferson. You guys have been amazing. You have your meetings. You talk with one another. The other nice thing, too, is I know you communicate with a lot of the other counties, and that's something that we want to encourage. We want everybody to talk to everybody.
Right.
I mean, that's
right.
How you get these things done. You all work together. I did want to ask you, though, is El Dorado County a sanctuary county at this point?
Evidently, when we read that list that Sally had put out, unbeknownst to us, and I'm sure a lot of other cities and counties, we were on that list, and I just found an article about legislation that evidently was done, I think, around mid-2000 area of that was, I don't know if it was actually voted on and passed, but it definitely was a shock to me to see that. However, I will say that our sheriff has said that he also, as will many in the other counties, they will continue to comply with federal immigration law.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that it really is the federal jurisdiction that's under the Constitution that immigration is. The argument that California is bringing forth is that this is not an immigration issue, it's a safety issue. And that's what all the lawsuits flying around, and I believe it's Judicial Watch that is...
Yes, it is. Yes, Judicial Watch is following through. And
safety for who?
I think also, quickly, what other... Small cities and counties have to recognize that should the state become sanctuary, they're apt to lose federal funds due to this. And nobody's talking about the financial impact. And I've just heard in Texas where a sheriff had done so and claimed sanctuary status, and she just lost $1.5 million in funding. And there's legislation evidently in Texas to prohibit them from doing this.
Well, I know in Shasta County, one of the concerns was that they weren't going to get some state money. You know, and really and truly, as we all know, the state really doesn't have any money.
Right.
You know, otherwise we wouldn't be borrowing almost $1 billion to finish the bullet train, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But getting back to that point of a sanctuary county, your sheriff, who is a constitutional sheriff, and I know our sheriff has even sent a letter to Sacramento stating his position, which is the same as DeAugustini's, and that is that they would be breaking federal law.
Right.
You know, you can't, and the counties not to go along with this, our county... is unbelievable. They didn't. Only one person really wanted to bring it forward, and of course the sheriff, and the rest of the board was, well, you know, we'll wait to see what happens. We don't think it's that important right now. You know, it's unbelievable to me the apathy that some of these counties really have, and it's good to know that you guys are pushing on yours. Do you have a feeling that the Board of Supervisors in El Dorado will take a position aligning with the sheriff? What's your take?
I'm not sure about. I'm hoping that we have at least three, and one supervisor who's just new this year on the board has recently. Mike Thomas met with him and went over the representation aspect of Jefferson and that type of thing, and he seemed. Receptive to all that, so I'm hoping that he will join who I feel two or three other supervisors will go along. All we need is three, and that'll be great, you know. And I'm hoping, I've tried to contact some of the other counties, and I'm hoping that they're pursuing this effort. We need to take a stand, and the numbers count. If you have 21 counties out of 58 in Sacramento saying, out of the state that say, you know, no sanctuary jurisdiction, I think it has an impact. And I'm reading that there may be some problems for the bill passing.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, I haven't heard that myself. I know that it's already passed the Senate. But I hope
right.
You're right. I mean, we've had a couple of speakers that came and spoke, in particular, one young gentleman, I think he's from El Dorado, came in and spoke to our group and had mentioned that he felt that a couple of the Democrats would lean the way of not wanting this to go through. Well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, and I'm not convinced either.
Yeah, you know, and I think that the thing we have to be looking at is that it's going to be up to us. It always has been and always will be. Mm-hmm. And again, folks, you need to put pressure on your county. If you are a sanctuary county, you need to put pressure on them to sign a resolution to not be a sanctuary county. And if you are not a sanctuary county, you probably need to do a resolution anyway. Just to
CYA.
The CYA. That's it.
Well, and also, too, with that, the boards of supervisors, each board member is part of the RCRC. So there you have 35 counties versus the 21 counties we have in Jefferson. So the RCRC is the Rural County Committees. It's an organization for all rural counties to meet together to do what they do for rural counties. And that's even larger. So if they would come on board and take that back to their fellow board members, board of supervisor members, then they would be able to get this thing going through like it should, because they each have a representative on that committee. So that's 35 counties. So if they would all get on board with that, that's even more of an impact than just the only, 21. 21 is great. Don't get me wrong. 21 would be wonderful. However, 35 is better. So if they could do that, that would be great. And it's going to take all of us, getting the ear of our elected representatives who are our employees. And everybody seems to forget that. We're not asking them to do something. We're telling them to do something. They are the employee. They are in those positions as the votes from the employers, the taxpayers. So we need to make sure that they remember that.
Yes, they're elected to serve us.
That's correct, and they tend to forget that.
That's the point. And one of the things in the effort for Jefferson that I've observed. As far as this county supervisors and not willing to sign on, is the their fear of losing state monies. And so therefore, they won't take a stand. And not only about Jefferson, but I see that in other areas. And I think one of the biggest problems we've had with local governments over the past few years is the threat of lawsuits. So they're governing by fear. And that has really had a big impact on what's going on in our country. They want guarantees that they'll be elected a second term, or their county councils have frightened them to the extent if they take a stand or position on something that they might be sued. And we've had a heavy experience of that in El Dorado County due to a lot of growth issues. Probably that's not been something that's occurred in other smaller counties. So this is something that people have to recognize. And again, we just have to be sure we get the right people elected, whether we're Jefferson or not.
Right. Well, how do you know? I mean, you support somebody and they get in there and then all of a sudden they're not what they portrayed themselves to be.
No, it's true. And it is a problem. And but also, I think too often we elect somebody to office and then we go and sit back in our chair or on our couch and don't follow up to see if they're doing what you elected them to do for.
Yeah, so we need to hold them accountable and keep the...
Right. We don't pay attention. We don't engage. And then until it hits you in your own backyard, do you pay attention?
Right.
And it's often too late.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we find, throughout throughout California. That's what we're finding. And it's very frustrating because somebody will run on a campaign promise, and then they get in, and they pull back, and they drank the Kool-Aid, and then they're no longer part of the program. It's like, wait a minute, how'd they turn?
One thing, too, that this lady, folks, has that eternal vigilance. We have 1 minute left, my dear. First thing is, you were wonderful today. Would you consider coming back?
Sure.
Great.
Any
last thought?
I want to leave you with something real quick. It's a one-liner, and I don't know who the author is, but I think in trying to get people to be engaged and don't sit back. And the quote is, "It is the greatest of all mistakes to do nothing. because you can only do a little. Do what you can.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Yes. Right. Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you, darling.
Have a good day.
You too. All right. We're out of here, folks. And it has been a wonderful day, and it's now...
Time has come.
For 51. See you next Sunday.
I feel no shame.
Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The House Intelligence Committee is gearing up for the first public hearing into Russian interference in the U.S. elections. Republican Senator Rand Paul says the leakers need to be found and punished.
So if someone unmasked General Flynn and they're a low-level analyst, we need to be looking at their computer and finding out if they unmasked that conversation and if they spoke with the New York Times. You've got to put those people in jail because you cannot allow this to happen.
The Kentucky representative spoke to ABC TV's This Week program. This will be the first public grilling of FBI Director James Comey and National Security Agency head Mike Rogers. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he will seek changes to a GOP health care bill to provide more help to older people.